The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Overhead Door Company of Houston, the original authentic Overhead Door Company of Houston.
I'm a hard-working man, working man, working man, working man.
Good morning, Houston. It's time for the sport of home improvement.
I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I'm a hard-working man.
Welcome back to Home Show Radio. Save money, save time with Houston's home improvement leader for 31 years. Here's Tom Tynan.
And we continue on with Home Show Radio. I'm Tom Tynan. Call me 713-572-4610. And we will talk today. Let's see here. Let's talk to David. David, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
We're getting ready to finish up my daughter's kitchen. She's getting ready to put her backsplash in. And the question I have is, we're going to put a wall vent up, a hood vent, and we're not sure if we're supposed to tile first and then put the vent hood on top of the tile, or put the vent hood up first and tile around it, or if it makes a difference.
If it's a new remodel, and you have the room, tile first.
Okay.
That way, if you ever change the vent hood, and if it's all tile back there, at least you won't have to do what I had to do and then add tile after you change the vent hood and it gets thinner. But, yeah, if you can do that. That's if you have the room going back on your vent hood. So check your room. If you don't, it has to go all the way up against the wall to get a decent fit. Then you're going to tile to it. Either way, you can do one or the other.
Okay, yeah, we have the room.
Okay.
And if she used to have the vent hood over the island, and so the stack in the roof, when we go from where we're at now, is it better to use like the straight pipe rather than the accordion or the pipe to do that, or is it required to use the straight pipe?
It's supposed to be metal pipe, not metal the pipe. Lamiflex like you do with a dryer.
Okay.
Yeah, it's supposed to be. That's if you ever had a fire in there. You know, it's so rare, but if you're asking me exactly how it should be done, it's always metal with the vent hoods.
Okay, that's what we'll do then.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Tom.
You bet. And let's talk to Gerardo. Gerardo, you are on Home Show Radio.
Hi. I know you've talked about the galvanized pipes and how they tend to get filled up with. They get corroded, and that affects the water flow.
Yes.
And I've always had water flow issues in my condo. It's roughly 35 years old. And I ran into a plumber who was servicing another condo, and he told me that the pipes appear to be of copper there in our units. Would they also have that issue or not?
No. Yeah, 35 years. Let me see, 219, 999. I don't know if you're really going to have galvanized. They quit doing that in the mid-80s. I'm not sure when the condo was built. But if it's copper, no, that would be a fixture unit issue, which means they didn't size the pipes properly.
Okay. So, you would agree then that if it's copper, then that's not an issue. It's more to do with the pipe size.
Yeah. Has it always been that way for you?
Yeah. And the neighbors are the same size unit, all complain of the same issues. So
okay, yeah. It was the plumbers, the way they put the pipes in. They didn't fixture unit it down. They probably weren't real skilled with it, or they were trying to save on the copper, and they just undersized the pipes. And so it's a design issue.
Okay. Well, you know, as long as it doesn't get worse, then I can live with it. I appreciate the info.
Yeah, I don't think it'll get worse. You're very welcome. Yeah, it's always a design. You have to, it's volume and pressure. And there's a fixture unit chart that you go by, and I'm not a plumber, so that's something I can leave it about like that. But you start out with one size, and as you move down and there's less fixture units, would be a toilet and a sink and stuff, then it'll get smaller and smaller. It usually stops at half inch, starts somewhere around an inch or inch and a quarter, in some cases three quarter, but that's just a bad design. All right, 713-572-4610. We'll talk today. The Door Clearance Center, one of my favorite places to go when I'm looking at doors, because that's what they have, the doors. Almost bought a new door. Real close going over there and saying, you know, I'll just buy the whole unit. But I decided to have Rudy come out and strip and reseal or restain my front door. But I got close. I got close. And I tell you what, if I had pulled the trigger and that gone that direction, because I was at the fork of the road. See, but I have the opportunity to have so many great certified home show pros that sometimes I have so many decisions. I have to sit back and just make the best one at the time in my life. But if it would have been a new door, there's only one place I'd have gone. And that's the Door Clearance Center, because I would have had to have a unit made to very, well, exacting standards. It has to fit. It has a certain swing. It can only go one way. Then I have the side lights, and you have to kind of do the things in between the side lights and the doors to make the width and make sure it's all even looking and get it all pre-stained and everything and just shove it in the hole. And then that would have been it. And get a whole new look. So you can do that too. And you can get incredibly low prices on it. That's why you can afford to do this if you're looking for a door. Now, front door is what I was talking about, but you have interior doors, patio doors. You want big metal doors. I thought about the metal and it wouldn't look good with my house. So I didn't go that route. But a lot of you, it does look good with your homes. And you can get the round top, you know, the metal doors. And then on interior doors, you think, oh, it's just going to be a regular old door. No, they now have the, what's really in vogue now is the barn door where it slides in front of the opening and then slides out the other way. They have all the hardware and everything to go with it, all the lock sets, and they can take care of it all and set it all up for you. So all you have to do is shove it in the hole. That's it. The Door Clearance Center. It's a little more involved than that, but it's basically how it's done. The Door Clearance Center. Go by and see them. Start by seeing them online. Homeshowradio.com. Go to the Door Clearance Center website and look at their low prices. Now, don't stop there, though. When you make your final choice, make sure you go to their center, because there's other choices you can make that aren't on the website. They can't keep up with it because they move so many doors and they buy it at such huge volumes and sell them to people all over the country. But here in Houston, you can buy direct. That's why their prices are low. So they buy 10,000 at a time sometimes. That's how many doors they move. Anyway, Door Clearance Center, located at I-45 North, just south of the Gulf Bank Road on the southbound side, which is the west side of I-45. This is Home Show Radio. I'm Tom Tynan. Call me 713-572-4610, and we will talk today. I'll be with you till noon, and then I've got a drawing to do. I'm going to set up a welding shop for the Texas Southmost College in Brownsville, Texas. We're under a deadline by Monday to get this done. They're creating a new skill training program and have asked me to be a part of it, and I'm more than happy to help put America back to work. That's what I do. So we're going to be training pipe fitters, plumbers, electricians, welders. We do scaffolding certification and, oh, yes, industrial maintenance. They threw that at me, too. Oh, by the way, you got to do this, too. Okay. So I'll be traveling back and forth for a while and helping them get this whole thing started. And they're only asking for like $4 or $5 million. They're going to get it. And they've got businesses out there. So that's what I'll be doing today, is laying out on graph paper 48 welding booths in a space that used to be the garden center at Montgomery Ward's in the mall that they just bought, and are turning it into a training facility second to nobody in this country. So I'm glad to be a part of it. They've got a good group of people down there. Let's talk to David. David, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hi, Tom. I've got a question about a garage door. It's a 16-foot metal door with an automatic opener, and it works when it is warm out. But once the temperature drops below a certain amount, a certain degree level, the thing doesn't work unless I hold the button constantly, and then it'll go up and down. But it's a weather type of issue. I can't figure it out.
Yeah, the gears are all gummed up. You need to have a tune-up done, have them clean out those gears and stuff so it won't be binding on you. Call the Overhead Door Company of Houston on Main Street. Get a good tune-up on the thing. It's real common. People notice that quite a bit, where the door openers start, the gears get kind of frozen. Because all the gunk and grease and stuff on there, it just needs a good little TLC. If you want to do it yourself and get up there and clean the whole thing, it probably won't do it. But that's up to you if you want to do it yourself.
So it's the stuff that's getting frozen inside the gears?
Yeah, it gets real cold and it gets real stiff. And then the thing thinks it's jammed. Because, you know, the door openers have a little mind in them. And, if you know, so they're protecting people in case somebody's just laying there and the door comes down on top of them or something. So when a door seems to be jammed, it won't work. And the only way to make it work when it wants to think it's jammed is to hold the button down.
Okay.
Okay, so what's happening is all the grease and gunk and stuff up in the gears, it's just kind of cold and jammed. It just needs to be cleaned and re-lubricated and stuff like that. And you have to get up in there to do that.
Ballpark it. Is it a $50 fix or is it $180
fix? Yeah, it's probably closer to $180. Just have them do the whole thing. Maybe find a roller that's binding a little bit or whatever. They just go through the whole thing and get the whole thing moving smooth again. But it's not a big issue. And once in a while, a tune-up's not a bad thing to do on a door, especially when they start binding and the rollers start wearing out and stuff like that. But that's up to you.
Okay.
You can try it yourself or you can have them come out and just write them a $100 plus check and get it done with. I'm not sure what they're going to charge you on it. You'll have to. You could call them and talk to them. They'll probably give you almost an exact price.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
713-572-4610. Always, do your due diligence when it comes to getting pricing. 713-572-4610. All right. We're going to tell you about Aquatex, the water conditioning experts. I got to change my filters. They just sent me some. I talked to Debbie over there the other day. She called me with a home improvement question. The lady usually answers the phone over at Aquatex. And I think that's what it was. I know what she called me about. I won't get into that. Anyway, I said, I need some filters. And she sent them to me 2 days they were here. Boom. Simple. Full service all the way. That's the way these certified home show pros are. By the way, the check went in the mail, I think, 2 days ago, Debbie, if you're listening. So it was 140 something or other dollars for all of the, I got two filters on my K5 drinking water station that has to be replaced about every year for us. There's a little thing on top of it that's a little blue, like a plunger. And when you see it almost gone, you've got to replace the filters. I tell you what's nice about it, and the other ones don't do this, is that when it knows that the filters need replacement, it's going to shut it off. And you say, oh, I don't want that. Yes, you do. Because if you have one that you just ignore, and it always seems, oh, I got a filter here. When's the last time you changed your filters? I don't know. Years ago. I don't know. I bought it with the house. That kind of thing. And it doesn't shut off. You're actually recontaminating the water even worse because those filters are so filthy. When you're running water through there, they're not filtering. They're actually depositing junk into the water. So you want to know when it needs to be replaced. That's just one of the beauties of how well engineered these units are from Kinetico. Same with the water conditioning system. It knows exactly how much water you use, and you don't plug it in and use fossil fuels to run it. I know. This one will be able to stay around after everything else is gone. You'll be able to have your water conditioning system. Yes, if you buy a Kinetico, because neither one uses electricity, no fossil fuels. But if you buy the other ones, they all use fossil fuels. You can't have those. No. Maybe you have batteries. We'll have a world full of batteries, just piles of them somewhere where we have to dispose of them. Anyway, Aquatex can take care of the water, and you will survive the big change coming here. That is Aquatex, 281-331-7777. Don't take good quality water for granted, because it's not out there. And I wish people would start worrying more about our water supply than some other things. They never worry about that. Yeah, we're going to run out of water. That's okay. No, we have too much. It's global warming. Yeah, we can't drink it. We need something to drink. Oh, goodness. The world is just a funny place. It always amuses me. For your drinking water quality, take charge of it yourself. Call Aquatex. 713-572-4610. 713-572-4610. And we will talk. Let's see here. Let's talk to Wayne. Wayne, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Wayne.
My mom has a spring branch house in 69, and the bathtub is starting to drain slow. I'm not a big fan of pouring acid down there. Is there a way to snake that?
There is a way to snake it, but first thing I'm going to ask you, have you plunged it?
Yes.
Okay, and you put water in the tub when you plunged it?
Yes.
Okay, so you did the plunging right.
And I did, and I also, the overflow, I put my hand over it a couple times just to have good action.
Mm-hmm. Got it. So you're a experienced plunging guy. I like that. As far as that goes, it could be a couple of things. And there is a way to snake it, and you might want to get a plumber to do it. But the piping in those old homes could be rotting out, and it could be filling up with mud. So that's the next step, is to have someone take a look to make sure the P-trap is holding water and it doesn't have corrosion in it where it's collecting mud in it. And so the one thing you can try if you want to do this first is tonight, it's a chemical, but it's not going to hurt the pipe any more than what's already there, and that is pour a cup of bleach in the P-trap and let it sit overnight. If it's hair and stuff, it'll dissolve it and make it move faster. If that doesn't work and you can plunge it the next day, if that doesn't help clear it up, then it could be something else, and yes, you can snake it.
It's from the drain, it looks like I really can't get a snake in there. Is there another
usually
access
it's
hole?
Not going to be yeah it's not going to be in the P-trap. So when they snake it, they usually snake it from the vent on the roof.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. He's got to get on a roof. Oh. Yeah, I know. But that's a plumber will use sometimes the roof vents to snake past the P-trap if it's not the P-trap.
Okay. I was hoping there might be an access where the cold water faucets is and the drain is.
Sometimes there is behind the wall on the other side. There's an access door. If that's the case, you can do access it there, but it doesn't sound like there is, or you would have mentioned it.
Yeah, well, she has so much stuff there, it's going to be a day just to clean out the closet.
Well, if there's an access door there, then you're going to have to spend an extra day and clean out the closet, because you can get to it from that side.
All right, I'll try that, and plus just whatever tips you have, like the bleach, I'm obviously going to try that one first.
Yeah, well, the first thing is you know what the P-trap is on the ground there, right? If it's in the P-trap, you should be able to do it. Snaking a P-trap is near impossible. So it's going to be something like plunging and loosening up the junk. If it's past the P-trap down line a little bit, that's when you have to get into the snaking. And if it's the pipe's in good shape, great. If it's not, you might end up having to replace some of the pipe because those old pipes start to rot. And that's, you said 1969. I know that area, that spring branch. In fact, I know a guy that no longer is with us that built a lot of those homes, and they used a lot of cast iron down underneath the house back then.
Mm-hmm. All righty, sir. Thank you very much for your tip.
Always your last resort. Now, you can do this with Abacus because they have a drain cleaning 1-2-3 service, they call it, for $123. And this is part of the service is running the camera. The camera will give you a picture of what's going on down there. And in many cases, you'll find something. It could be a crimp, a broken pipe. You never know what could be going on down in there. But a camera will tell all, and they can run that down and get a good idea of what's going on. In fact, I'll just use an example. My mother was having a toilet issue and a drain in her shower issue, and they came and they unclogged the whole thing, and then they ran the camera down in it. And luckily, the Abacus plumber came in. I was sitting with her at her table and said, no, there's no damage. You just had, she was putting cigarette butts down in there is what the problem was. So she quit doing that. She kept emptying her ashtrays in the toilet and flushing them down the toilet. I know. I miss her. She passed away last July, but those cigarettes were something else with her. As far as that goes, though, she paid $123 exactly to them, and off they went. And don't call me up and say that happens for free. No, we pay. I pay. Everybody pays. And I pay happily because I don't want to go down and do that myself. I love plumbers, but I don't want to be one. I'm playing with poop and cigarette butts and all that stuff. That's just not part of what I want to do. So that's why I love calling 713 Plumbing for Abacus. All right, just throw that in for fun. Cutting edge tile removal. That these people are impressive with what they do. They have a system that will clean the floor. Just get rid of the tile, the thin set, the grout, all the cement stuff under there, and leave you a clean floor to work with. You might be putting more tile down. You might be doing some laminates or some vinyls, some carpeting. I don't know what you're going to do, but you'll know. But you want that clean surface. The other thing is, sure, you can bang it out yourself the old-fashioned way. You can even rent one of those machines, not that they use, but that people have been using for years. And it creates a huge amount of dust and debris. And you got to haul it out. And you got wheelbarrows or five-gallon buckets, whatever the project demands. And it's just an arduous thing to do. But with what they do, you don't have to do any of it. You're just left with a clean floor. And all the stuff that comes off that floor leaves in their truck with them. It is dustless. It really is. And it's impressive. So if you're in the floor covering business, just to wrap this up nicely, and you want to offer this service when you're putting down new floors for people, call these people and find out how they can be a part of a option you offer your clients. Yeah, and they pay a little extra. You make a little money. These guys get the job done. They make their money. And the homeowner is incredibly happy and wish you had told them about this before you started creating all that mess. That's what it's all about, cutting-edge tile removal. Find out more about them. Go to our website, homeshowradio.com. Hit the cutting-edge tile removal icon and visit their website. See the process, videos, all the stuff we have on our website. You'll be convinced it's the way to go. That's cutting-edge tile removal. Just reminding everybody that next weekend we'll be doing the show outside. Outside? No, I'm not doing it outside, especially if it's cold like today. And I'll be doing it inside at the Berry Center, but out of my regular studio, and we'll be hitting the streets. That means getting up really early and driving. I'll have to shower and shave. I usually don't do that on the weekends. Well, no, that's not true. I do the shower. Maybe not the shave, though. Anyway, 713-572-4610. Let's talk to Mike. Mike, you're on Home Show Radio.
Thanks for taking my call, Tom. I got a couple questions. The first one, did you mention that you recently had your bathroom redone?
Three of them, yes.
Oh, man. But what I want to do is enlarge the bathroom, but I don't want to take away space from the existing rooms, so I'd have to go out beyond the original foundation of the house. Is that something that's not a good idea, or is it something that can be done?
No, it certainly can be done. I mean, as long as you pay for it. Building is a beautiful thing when you're a builder and you get to do things. You can do anything you want to do. There's nothing that can't be done. There's no such thing as no. The only thing is going to restrict you is budgetary requirements, or in some cases, and I don't know if it's going to be with yours, you have setback and issues like that where you have easements and stuff you can't build on. But besides that, if it's within the realm of doing it, it can be done, and it can be done very well.
And is one of your home show pro people do that kind of thing?
Oh, absolutely. Trifection, the same ones that did my kitchen. They do room additions. They do all kinds of stuff. But, you know, bathrooms and kitchens seems to be their big forte, but they do it all. And if you're expanding a bathroom, they do it all the time. So I would definitely call 281 Kitchen and start the process. At least find out what it's going to be. They'll come out and talk with you and consult with you. And they're really nice people. They did mine. I couldn't be happy enough. And they pulled out things I didn't even think about. And I always think I know everything, and I don't.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're in the same club there. That's for sure.
Okay. Yeah, we know everything, and we find out. I didn't know that.
Every day I find out something new, and if I don't, my wife lets me know about it.
Good.
Anyway,
and
the other
mine does too.
I got a place up in Colorado, and I've got drainage issues, and I wonder what kind of a person do you call to look over something like that? What type of?
Okay, yeah. I should know this. I have two children living in Colorado, but I don't know the legalities of it in Colorado. So I'm going to give you a little basis of Texas, and it's probably going to be somewhat similar. In Texas, you have licensed irrigators with the state, and licensed irrigators do irrigation systems and they do drainage systems, and they're trained and they tested and they're licensed by the state. Now, whether Colorado licenses people like that, I don't know, but usually people who are involved with putting in sprinkler systems of any kind, and in the landscaping industry, they're the ones that are going to be doing the drainage systems too. If it becomes really difficult, and it probably won't be in your case, but there are engineers that are drainage engineers, but I don't think you need to get into that. They're more of a commercial industry facet of it. But probably guys that do the sprinkler systems and irrigation systems do drainage systems.
Okay, and they're usually called irrigators or...
Well, you'll find people that put in sprinkler systems. I mean, they'll keep it simple for the public with their advertising and whatnot, but... If in the state in Colorado, and you can ask around up there pretty easily to find out how their rules run, but most sprinkler system companies, they're also drainage system companies. People usually don't advertise the drainage side because it just comes with it, and more people are concerned about watering than not watering.
Yeah. And one other question related to this drainage thing. Can you put flashing on hardy board?
Yeah.
You can't
do anything.
And what kind of fasteners do you have to use to do that? To just trigger the same thing you'd use if you were just putting it on wood?
Yes, it's all going to be galvanized, hot dipped to galvanized.
And it's just like wood screws or something along those lines.
Yeah, the thing is with Hardy, if you screw to just Hardy and no wood behind it or anything, if there's any real pull on there, it doesn't hold it well. Hardy does not hold screws well. But if it's something that you can get a fastener on and it's not being pulled or pushed or any weight on there, it'll hold fine. It's just when you put weight on it, it starts to wallow out the holes. If you can get behind it to where the Hardy is attached to some kind of sheathing package, in Colorado you should have a plywood sheathing package, or if it's down here, maybe not, but you get into a stud or something, it'll be fine. But you try to get into the wood behind it.
And putting the flashing on the Hardy board, does that compromise the Hardy board at all?
No.
Okay. All right,
the flashing is usually galvanized. It'll be fine. If anything, I'll tell you what, if anything, it would be the flashing that would be compromised, because Hardy is a cement product, has lime in it, and it'll eat regular wood, regular metal that is not either galvanized or stainless steel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it'll be opposite.
Right,
but it'll take a long time, okay?
I appreciate the info. Thanks a lot.
When the Hardy product first came out, people were using the wrong nails. And what was happening is the Hardy was eating the nails away and then just sliding off homes, and everybody blamed the Hardy for it, but it was just really a bad choice of nails is what it was, and nobody decided to take a look at how to install it. They just tried to do it like they've been doing everything else, and it is a little different. So when you get into Hardy products, you got to get people who understand how Hardy is put on, and that's why Hardy, you know, wanted to train, or they have training sessions for their elite preferred installers to make sure that doesn't happen. Because what happens is nobody blames the contractor. They all blame the product, and it's not the product's fault. All right, Trifection is definitely the company you call when it comes to remodeling your home. I can say that firsthand many times over many, many years. I've used Jeff and his people to do different things around my home. Because I'm always amazed when they come. They just, every time they come, they're better. I like that. You know, so many people in my business never educate themselves on a constant basis. They say, okay, I know everything now. Just kind of, we were joking there a minute ago. But you can never know everything, because every day something changes, something new comes out, some other process is developed, and you've got to stay on top of things. And that's what's important, and that's part of what I asked my certified home show pros to do. And I know it when people do that. I know when guys don't do that, and I know when guys do. You can tell quickly, because if you have the experience like I have being around them so long, so many people in the construction business, you can just listen to them, and all of a sudden you'll go, yeah, that guy didn't really keep up with things, did he? But when you don't mind asking questions and talking to people and reading trade magazines and going to the shows and talking to manufacturers, like, you know, we were talking about Hardy a minute ago, then you know you're dealing with professionals. And that's what Trifection's all about, being professional. Now, they have a design center. You can go see them for any of your remodel projects. You can make an appointment. It's not a walk-in kind of Walmart thing. You make an appointment, so it's a one-on-one consultation, but you have all the stuff to look at, and they can show you. And it's, you know, they're building that every day more and more. Or the old-fashioned way, if you want them to come to your home, take a look at what you're talking about and go, you know, do it at your convenience, at your location. That's how they've been doing it for years. That's what they did at my house. Said, Jeff, come over, and we walk around, talk about what we want to do, and it goes from there. And from the very first phone call on, you'll be screening each other. You'll be screening them. They'll be screening you. Because one of the things they don't do is they just don't do it real cheap. I mean, the quality of work they do is incredible. And they want to make that very clear, that those are the clients that need to come to them for quality. If you're just looking for a quick facelift, say, with some stuff from Home Depot or Lowe's, and you want a little pre-made vanity with a little countertop, and you're just doing that, that's fine. But that's not the kind of remodeling they do. They do whole house remodeling, room additions, kitchens and bathrooms, just gorgeous. But most of the time, like when a shower goes bad, that means you're going to have to tear the whole shower out, which means the bathroom's probably going to be just remodeled totally. So don't be afraid that the job's too small. Be afraid that you're getting the wrong person. And that when you call Trifection, you won't. And it's worth a phone call, and it doesn't cost anything to talk to them. 281 Kitchen. Visit them online, too, by the way. They just upgraded their whole website. And you can see it by going to homeshowradio.com and hitting the Trifection icon. It'll take you over to their new website. And you'll be impressed with their work, I know. I am. 281 Kitchen for Trifection. Mustang Sal. I had new shocks put on my Mustang. My old ones, they took a beating. They took two of the shocks off. They wouldn't even hold their own weight. It was pretty bad. I knew something was wrong. Bang, 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 bang. You're driving around. I got an old car I have fun with. Oh, goodness. But I got new shocks on. Boy, they didn't make a difference. I tell you, I told my mechanic, I said, I knew something was wrong. I could just feel it. And it was. There was something wrong. Let's see here. Let's talk to Fred. Fred, you're on Home Show Radio.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you for taking my call this morning.
Yes, sir.
I've got a little problem. Half of the house has electricity. The other doesn't. It's probably a short somewhere, sure. And some of it is very dim, and then it just goes out.
That could be a breaker panel problem.
I went and switched them all back and forth.
Yeah, what kind of breaker box do you have?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I'm not very good at this. Oh. This home was built in 1978 or so. It's a townhouse.
Yeah, if it's a Federal Pacific, it could be the breaker panels going bad. But okay. It's something you need to have looked at by an electrician. This is a little beyond just something like that, okay?
Right. Right Touch Electrical.
Right. Yeah, have them come out. Call them today because you don't want to live through that, and you certainly don't want a fire hazard.
Exactly. All righty. Thank you, Tom. You have a good day. Thank you,
Fred. Yeah, it sounds like a breaker panel problem. That's not cheap. Yes, I do. That's not cheap. I'm telling you so. But it has to be done. Don't play around with something like that. There's one thing. If, light shorts out or something, and it's you can get to that another time. But when half your house is doing stuff and then it's dimming like that too, you got some issues somewhere that could be very serious. Not that it won't be fixed. It can be fixed, but I don't want you sticking your hand into things, okay? Then you got to get the pros on that one. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Let's get another caller first. You're right, Will. Let's talk to Lucas. Lucas, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
Doing good.
Hey, I live about a mile off of Trinity Bay, and my home faces towards the south, and my home's about 9 years old. I just bought it about 4 months ago, and my front door is very weathered, and instead of buying a new door, I just kind of want to pull it off and sand it down and refurbish it, and I'm just curious, you got any ideas of some sort of polyurethane or something I can put on it to make it look good again?
Well, you certainly can use a urethane, and if you're going to use a urethane, do not use a water-based, use a solvent-based urethane. Make sure it's got a UV protector, and the trick to the urethanes to make them last of any length and get a little extra, keep it around, is not two coats, not one coat, because it'll look good after one or two coats, but five coats. Yeah, you got to build up the thickness of it. And when it starts to look, just before it starts to get bad, I mean, don't let it go too far. And, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years down the road, just little number two steel wool and put a coat on there once in a while of the same product, and it will keep it looking good a long time. If you don't, it eventually will turn. All of a sudden, you look at it and go, wow, I got to do it all over again.
All right. So should I pull it off and just sand it down real good and then apply that? Is that?
Well, it's are you going to put a stain on there? Are you going to put a color, or are you just going to put the urethane?
Well, it depends on how it looks, I guess.
Right. Exactly. Now, you got a couple options. Now, yeah, you'd have to take it down, and at least the initial, I'd probably use a stripper, a chemical stripper, and then sand. I would use a combination of both and get it to where you want it. If it looks good, nice and clean and raw wood, you certainly can put it directly to it if you want. If you don't want that look and you want to put a stain, then a stain would come first, and you go through a different process, but that's up to you. Now, if the door is so bad, it's just not going to look good, and you know, it's just not worth it. I would go the whole different route and not even use a urethane. I would use a gel coat stain and gel coat it to make it look like brand new wood again, but it's more of a paint stain than it is a stain or a clear finish.
And one other thing, I got wrought iron on it also, and it's in pretty bad shape. Can you just paint that? Or?
Yeah, wire brush it down, wipe it with some white vinegar, and go ahead and use a metal paint on that, yes.
All right. Perfect, man. Appreciate it.
Just had all that done except the wrought iron part to my front door. And we couldn't put we did a gel coat. They stripped it down, did a gel coat. It's a fiberglass door. Color came out great. and Rudy's guys did this, and couldn't put the sealer on yet because the weather changed. It got too cold, so the door is shut for now, and we're not using the front door. We never use it much anyway. And they're coming back Monday. Hopefully the weather's warming up and they can finish it, and then I can put the new hardware on, because that's what I'm going to do. Changed all the locks in the house, put new hardware everywhere. So, yeah, it's projects, man. It's that time of year where you're doing your projects. I've got some wrought iron work I got to do, too, but that's in the backyard. Absolute Comfort Air took care of my air conditioning system a couple months ago when it went down. My condensing unit finally died. And I called him, and I talked to Rick, and didn't want to change the whole system, because didn't need to. And it's a great system that was put in by someone who was really good in the industry. He's no longer with us. So I said, I want an R22 condensing unit. He goes, well, I can get you one. I said, really? Yeah, there's still a company or so out there to make them. I said, oh, that's what I want. Just let's place the condensing unit. And they did. And it works great. It's a Guardian unit they put in out there. But I had a call from another air conditioning contractor yesterday asking me about this R22 stuff. And somebody was, one of my listeners was calling him saying, oh, we're all going back to R22. Well, we're not. They're not going back to R22. They're not going to retool again and make all new R22 units, because they're all making R410A units. Now, the 410A is going to be, you know, is going to go, but there's replacements on the market already. It's just the way it is. You can't expect these companies to retool everything. But that doesn't mean that if you have an R22 and you just want to keep it running, you can. And the beauty of me knowing this, you know how I found out? By talking to the people at Absolute Comfort Air. They're on the cutting edge, constantly schooling themselves in what's happening in the industry. And so I like that. You should like it too. Absolute Comfort Air. If you have any air conditioning issues, any heating issues, get ready for your summer checkup. It's too cold today, but as long as it gets up around that 80 degrees, when it starts hitting there, that's when you want them to come out and do your 99-point checkup. I forgot how many points are on there, whatever, 19, 22, whatever the case may be. They're going to probably, we'll gear up on that probably 3-4 weeks from now when the weather starts to really change more consistently. But it has to be hot enough out there so they can do the charge right. But if you have any problems or you're thinking of a unit replacement, now's the time to call them at 281-550-5640. That's Absolute Comfort Air. 713-572-4610. We still have another hour after we close out this hour here in just a few minutes. So we'll be, you know, get your calls in. Not a problem. 9 to noon now is a new time for Saturdays. 8 to 11 tomorrow, regular time on Sundays. I guess this is regular time now, too. So both regular times are just different. This one is. All right, let's talk to Marty. Marty, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Some divine guidance.
Yes, sir.
I've got a vacation house, and when I come up here after 2 or 3 weeks of not being up here, and when I turn the hot water on, it's just got a lot of air in the lines, and I don't know how air is getting into a pressurized system.
It should not.
Right, but it does.
Well, when you say you have air, how do you know you have air? What's it do?
When you turn a faucet on, it spits. The hot
it spits
water
a little bit?
Inside.
Well,
it spits and spits, I mean, for a minute.
And then it's all done?
I do it at when I came up here, I do it at the faucet closest to the water heater.
Okay. And it stops after a minute or so?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Probably just losing a little water in that tank, and then there's a little air that builds up on the top. I don't think it's a big deal. Your fill tube might not be fully in place anymore, but if it's not causing you a problem, I wouldn't worry about it. But you're not getting air in the system as far as it coming from the outside. You might be losing a little water in your tank.
Okay, but do you think? Well, I'm getting ready to put the house on the market, and so I'm kind of before.
No, it's not a concern.
Me.
When you leave that house, do you turn the water off to it?
No.
You need to. What's happening is it's just you pop off valves, probably overheating a little bit. It's throwing some water out, and you need to reduce the pressure on the house. Just turn the water off every time you leave on a weekend home.
Okay.
It's really important that you do that. If you leave it pressurized up, it's probably just your water heater's just overheating and dumping a little bit, and a little air gets in when that pressure relief valve opens up. I wouldn't worry too much about it. It's not something that would affect a sale.
Okay. All right. Well, you always say to turn the water off on a weekend home, and I never do it. But
okay. Well, you better sell it, because someday you're going to regret not doing it.
Yeah, I know
okay.
All right. Thanks for your time.
Got to do that. What happens if the pipes break? I mean, your neighbors are going to be sitting out drinking beer going, that's, look at all the water coming out of that house. What's going on? I don't know. It's not a good thing. So you want to relieve the pressure, just like a headache. Okay. You know what's a headache? I'm going to tell you what a headache is. A headache is pests, termites, rodents, bed bugs. Oh, gosh. Cockroaches, ants, spiders. Squirrels, rats, mice. What a business to be in, huh? I wouldn't be in that business. But the people at Preventive Pest Control are in that business, and these are the people I want you to call if you suspect you have any of these things. Please, don't let it get out of hand, because once it gets out of hand, I mean, a house can become unlivable if you let it go far enough. I don't think any of my listeners would let their homes go that far, but you've got to be so very careful. Preventive Pest Control can take care of your pest problems, and they will help you protect your family from those pests. You can get diseases and everything. It's gross. Now, the other thing you have to be careful about when you're doing pest control is chemicals. I know, you can just spray stuff everywhere, and a lot of companies just send a guy out and say, just go around spraying the corners. Don't give him any training. He doesn't know anything about it. He's just one of the guys working on one of the trucks. You don't want that. You want someone who stays up with the latest techniques. Careful about where the chemicals go. Go to the pests, not the family members. Not in the dog bowl or the cat bowl. I had a guy once spray my cat bowl. My cat would get sick every time they came to my house. I finally watched him one day and saw what he was doing. And I said, he just sprayed my cat bowl. It's a product called Durzman, way back when. He goes, you can eat this stuff. I said, well, you eat it. I want to see you eat it. I'm not going to eat it. Okay, fine. My cat's not going to eat it either. And get out of my house. Don't ever come back. And I fired that company. And that company later called me up and wanted to advertise. And I told them the story. And they go, ooh. And I left and I never heard from them again. In fact, I don't think they're in business anymore. That was a long time ago. You don't want that. You want professionals. Preventive Pest Control, these are the people I want you to call. They are the certified home show pros of taking care of pests. Now, you might not see too many right now because everything's sleeping because it's so cold out. But when summer comes, the weather changes, keep your eyes out. That's time you can get your termite inspections if you need it. Formosa termites, they can do heat gun inspections for that. That's a tough one to control because they're not native to this area, and a lot of people don't understand them. Fire ants out in the yard where you can't let your kids or your pets out because they're all over, they'll be showing their dirty little faces here soon. So remember, Preventive Pest Control is a company you call to take care of those things because, you know, what I don't want you to do, and I see this all the time. I go to the box stores all the time. I'm always looking around. I was there yesterday buying some hoses. I've got new hoses for the house. The old ones were just in really bad shape. And so I see people buying these gallon jugs of one-size-fits-all poison. And they go around, they spray it all over the house. Every week they go to the spray thinking they're doing something. All you're doing is killing yourself or spreading that stuff around, and you shouldn't. That's not good for your family. Call the pros, Preventive Pest Control, and just take care of the problem.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan, on Home Show Radio, Saturdays and Sundays on Sports Radio 610.
And anytime you want.
And homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust, tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on,
always free.
Homeshowradio.com. Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.